Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. Police reform was among the issues Philadelphia City Council tackled last week at its final meeting before breaking for the summer. It passed three bills aimed at improving police accountability, but as KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports, it has two more police reform bills waiting for it in September.
The two bills advanced from committee last week, but not in time to make it to the floor for a vote. One would ban physical contact by police that could cause suffocation, in addition to the existing ban on chokeholds that sponsor Kenyatta Johnson says is a direct response to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
My bill prohibits tactics such as using a knee on an individual's neck.
The other bill would require public hearings before any changes to the police contract. Its sponsor, Kathy Gilmore Richardson, says the contract has long been viewed as an obstacle to weeding out bad officers.
With the voice of the people as a part of the conversation, we will be able to hold our police department accountable.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw agreed, testifying that arbitrating disciplinary decisions hinders change. She offered a wish list of what she'd like to see in a new contract.
Our top priorities would be including management rights, the ability to strengthen our accountability mechanisms, and then lastly, the arbitration piece is key.
The FOP did not testify. Gilmore said through a spokesperson she met with the union separately and they showed no interest in testifying. A union spokesman says they weren't invited.
Bob Asher, Pennsylvania's longtime Republican National Committeeman, announced last week he will not seek re-election in an effort to smooth over what he says he thinks has become a destructive process. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Millward.
Bob Asher has been Pennsylvania's committeeman on the Republican National Committee since 1998, but on Monday he sent an email announcing he's no longer seeking re-election to the post, but will stay involved in fundraising for the Trump campaign and for his PAC, the Pennsylvania Future Fund. But he says in his email the infighting for committeemen has become a destructive process, so he's decided to back out of the race and focus 100% on fundraising. Pollster Terry Madonna says presidential campaigns aren't as reliant on state parties as they used to be, but he says a move for party unity can be beneficial.
There is a sense in which they can help provide a basis for unity. Now, that doesn't always happen, to be sure. I mean, parties can break apart and have their own internal wars. But depending on the leader, the unity aspect of it certainly has a relevance.
In May, the state committee said there was a deal in place to allow Andy Riley to be elected to the post, but then to give Asher a few more months to get through the presidential election. Asher says he'd never agree to something like that, as he believes the party works best when it's ground up.
Barbershops and salons in Philly are now allowed to see customers again. KYW's Antoinette Lee has more on what the new normal for personal care services looks like in the age of COVID.
Appointments for Newt Hands Barbershop of North Philadelphia were booked up to Tuesday. Owner Randolph Newton says people were just excited to be back in the chair.
They haven't got a haircut in 4 months. They haven't seen me. Their other fellow clients that come to the fellowship with us, they haven't seen him in a while, so they're excited. They're adjusting to the new rules.
He says his barbershop is taking safety precautions, including requiring masks, providing hand sanitizer at each station, and keeping the number of people in the shop low.
It still hovers over you, the responsibility of it. It keeps me up.
Meanwhile, Sarita Scott, owner of Duafe Hair Salon in North Philly, made the decision to prolong reopening. Her team has been taking the extra mile and spending hundreds of dollars on sterilizing equipment to ensure her clients stay healthy.
If we can wash their clothes so at least we can get everything off of them. Now we're using air filters along the salon.
She plans to reopen on July 7th, but says she's prepared to push it back if there's a spike from recent protests.
Two Reading Terminal Market vendors will be featured on a cable TV show tonight and tomorrow. KYW's Hadass Kuznets has more on what to expect.
Carmen Digliomo, owner of Carmen's Famous Italian Hoagies and Cheesesteaks at the Reading Terminal Market, says when the crew from Food Paradise came to film, he had to make a lot of extra cheesesteaks.
Because once they say cut, you have to start over again. So you put more fresh meat up. One time we had to do maybe 8 or 10 takes on it.
The crew also filmed with George Michael of Hunger Burger. That was 2 years ago. And now Michael points out it'll be strange to watch the Cooking Channel show with footage from what seems like a different lifetime.
To be honest, it's actually emotional just about every day.
After all, those were pre-coronavirus days.
Sad. It's going to be sad to watch that, to see, you know, how things were.
People are in tough shape right now, business-wise. Small business has taken a huge hit, especially restaurants.
Michael says there will be a disclosure ahead of the show indicating when it was filmed.
In the post from the Reading Terminal, it states that it was done a while ago, so hopefully people read that. because I was concerned about that too. I hope everybody reads that, because when they see it, they're going to think, why aren't they wearing masks right now?
Watching fireworks down the shore next weekend to celebrate America's birthday won't be an option in some towns, but not all shows are canceled, as we hear from KYW's Andrew Kramer.
Let's start with the good news. If you're a fan of watching fireworks on the 4th, the display in Wildwood is on with a new location this year behind the Wildwood sign. A lot of short towns, though, aren't going through with July 4th fireworks this year, including Ocean City, Sea Isle City, and Stone Harbor. Ocean City's mayor says everyone's health and safety is their top priority, and he doesn't think with all the people that will likely be in town during the holiday weekend, it was a good idea to put on an event that usually results in a pretty large gathering. Sea Isle's mayor says there's no way people can practice social distancing while watching the fireworks based on the amount of people that usually pack the beaches and promenade to watch. He's actually canceling all the traditional holiday weekend activities in the town. Ocean City also canceled the annual Night in Venice boat parade later in July.
That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.